Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at Chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a sinkhole swallowed 8 priceless sports cars.
The most read or listened to Wired Business Stories of 2017 by Andrea Valdez. Looking back at the year's most read or listened to Wired Business Stories, one theme clearly emerges. People are very concerned with the future of work. Will the robot revolution eradicate positions? It's more complicated than that. What are the right skills for future-proofing ourselves? Learn code. Could implementing a universal basic income really work? A real-world case study suggests it might. Other stories captured our readers' attention, too, of course. People seem to be equally concerned with how social media is retraining human brains and upending social norms. They're curious to know how artificial intelligence will evolve, and they're fascinated by what big data means for society at large. It's been a tectonic year for the business of tech, and that is certainly reflected in our list of Wired's 17 most read business stories of the year. Google, Facebook, and the rest of the Silicon Valley crowd need more physicists. As the technological challenges of tech companies get bigger and badder, a crowd of physicists is moving in on the engineer headcount. By Cade Metz, January 16, 2017. The next big blue-collar job is coding. What if we regarded code not as a high-stakes, sexy affair, but the equivalent of skilled work at a Chrysler plant? By Clive Thompson, February 8, 2017. How the New York Times is clawing its way into the future. The Gray Lady is embarking on an ambitious plan, inspired by the strategies of Netflix, Spotify, and HBO, to make a subscription to the Times indispensable. Gabriel Snyder, February 12, 2017. The Macedonian teens who mastered fake news. These guys didn't care if Trump won or lost the White House. They only wanted pocket money. But the consequences of what they did shook the world. Samanth Subramanian, February 15, 2017. A son's race to give his dying father artificial immortality. For months, he recorded his dying father's life story. Then he used it to recreate his dad as an AI. James Vlahos, July 18, 2017. Our minds have been hijacked by our phones. Tristan Harris wants to rescue them. The founder of a non-profit aimed at stopping tech companies from hijacking our minds says internet users must rise up and reclaim their humanity. Nicholas Thompson, July 26, 2017. Meet Alex, the Russian casino hacker who makes millions targeting slot machines. A mathematician turned criminal unleashes his agents on casinos around the world. But there's money in the extortion racket, too. Brendan Corner, August 5th, 2017. Internal messages show some Google employees supported James Damore's manifesto. Leaked internal messages show that several co-workers rallied around James Damore's now infamous Google memo. Ashley Feinberg, August 8th, 2017. Chill, robots won't take all our jobs. Everyone thinks automation will take all our jobs. The evidence disagrees. James Shirowecki, August 16th, 2017. The day I found out my life was hanging by a thread. Startup CEO Matt Behnke, 45, thought he'd thrown out his back. Then he went to the ER and received the most sobering news of his life. Matt Behnke, August 24th, 2017. Google's new Street View cameras will help algorithms index the real world. A big jump in resolution will help software understand street signs and business names. Tom Simonite, September 5th, 2017. Senior House at MIT dies, and a crisis blooms at colleges. MIT's Senior House was a haven for creative outsiders. Administrators said it was dangerous and shut it down. Emily Dreyfus, September 10th, 2017. What is Camper Force, Amazon's nomadic retiree army? Inside the grueling, rootless lives of the RV dwellers who are spending their golden years working in the e-tail behemoth's warehouses? Jessica Bruder, September 14th, 2017. Google's artificial intelligence wizard unveils a new twist on neural networks. Google's Jeff Hinton helped catalyze the current AI boom and says he knows how to make machines smarter at understanding the world. Tom Simonite, November 1st, 2017. Free money, the surprising effects of a basic income supplied by a tribal government. Thanks to a profitable casino, an Indian tribe gives its members sizable cash payments. It's called a basic income and might be the solution to job losses brought on by automation and globalization. Issy Lepowski, September 12, 2017. Here's how the end of net neutrality will change the Internet. The FCC move to eliminate net neutrality rules opens the door to preferential deals for some content providers, closed doors for others. Clint Finley, November 22, 2017. In China, a three-digit score could dictate your place in society. China is taking the idea of a credit score to the extreme, using big data to track and rank what you do, your purchases, your pastimes, your mistakes. Mara Vistendal, September 14th, 2017.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a sinkhole opened up under the National Corvette Museum right now.
Betty called me at 6 in the morning. She thought it was a fire. It was worse. A sinkhole opened up under our museum. 8 priceless Corvettes had plunged into it. Chubb was there within hours. They helped make sure it was safe. We had everyone we needed to get our museum back up and running. And we opened the next day.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.